Morning, Kelwyn.
Morning, Kim.
How you doing?
I'm really good today, thank you.
We're busting another myth.
We are indeed here to talk about another myth this morning.
I like the myth busting a lot.
It's fun.
But don't say myth busting 3 times quickly.
No, it's very hard.
Okay, here we go. In the event of a bushfire, the New South Wales RFS will send a fire truck to save your house.
Mm-hmm. This is a really interesting one, Kim. So, yes, obviously, if there is a fire incident and it's reported to 000, then there will be a response from the Rural Fire Service and also Fire and Rescue. So there will be a response from an appropriate fire agency. However, in the event of an incident like what we saw last year, there simply may not be enough resources to send a truck to every property that is being affected. So the key here is to ensure that everybody prepares their property, just like we've spoken about in previous discussions, prepares their property to the highest level, has their own bushfire survival plan, and knows what they will do in the event of there being a fire at their property.
Now, we were just talking off air that it is highly unlikely what happened late last year and early this year will happen again this bushfire season, but it's always that old phrase, better to be safe than sorry.
That's exactly right, Kim. We're not expecting to see a fire impact across the far south coast like what we saw last season. However, we do have some pockets of unburnt area, which are obviously always of concern. The Bureau is at the moment indicating a wetter than average, so the more rain that we get and those nice warm days, that's good for growth, both in our forests and for grass areas. So whilst we're not expecting the same level of impact, we should always be prepared and not just sit in the place of thinking, well, we've had the big fire now, I don't have to worry or I don't have to prepare my property. Because embers can still travel kilometres in front of the main fire front. And if your property is unprepared and embers land on it, then you can have a whole incident in your backyard that you weren't expecting.
Yeah. And we know with the weather too, it can be so changeable, you know, really quickly.
Absolutely. Wet one day, really warm and dry and windy the next. And particularly in those grass areas, it only takes a good couple of days of warm, windy weather to really dry it all out and have it available to burn. Mm. And in the forested areas, if we're not getting sustained rain across the months, then again as well, after a period of time, it won't be as moist in the forest as well and the fuel will be available to burn.
Yeah. Well, we've busted another myth.
That's
so
it, we have.
Call 000 if you need, but just be aware that have your fire plan ready.
Absolutely.
We'll talk again Friday. We've got another tip on the way Friday.
That'll be great. Thanks, Kim.